Well, just tell us, we're transitioning toward normal with an IHSA schedule. Now, you got an IHSA cross-country season last year without the full state tournament series. So what has summer been like here in 2021 when you didn't get a summer, I guess, in 2020?
The summer's been very normal in regards to how we've done things in the past. We've had a good group of kids here, obviously still doing some of the protocols, some of the safety issues, but feeling a lot more comfortable, a lot more normal. Kids are excited. We have our schedule out, and it's back to 2019 cross country as opposed to 2020 as we start heading into the phase five and all that. So yeah, it's been great this summer. We've had a lot more kids out. I think a lot of kids got introduced to the sport last year, and a lot of them like it. And so we're back. We're back stronger than ever with another good group of kids. Not only a large group, but good quality trained runners. We're not the young team anymore. We're a little more experienced. And so we got kids out here putting in some really hard, long summer mile days.
Yeah, and I know, of course, last summer, basically everything was shut down. This summer, you don't get 25 contact days, but you do get 20. So long story short, 2021 summer, far better than 2020 summer, even though contact days, you would say, officially have been reduced at least one time this year. But you're utilizing most of them, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're going to be right up against that 20 contact days. It really kind of comes out in the wash. We actually got a little bit of a later start with the long track season. So we're meeting three times a week before the dead week. But yeah, we're getting lots of good work in. And you'll find runners here even on our off days, on our Tuesday, Thursday, there's a group here meeting on their own. And because they know it's a 5-6 day a week sport. And so we're just happy to see that training, that joy and love of the sport. And yeah, we're utilizing our summer and we're preparing for a big season.
And then just you mentioned the extension of last year, and I know track and baseball and softball basically ran further into the summer or June. So it's a shorter summer turnaround. Do you notice any type of issue with that about, I don't know, being worried about the carryover or the short turnaround? I know I've heard some conversation about that because of nothing basically all the first half of last year, then boom, we do everything in a 5-month period, extended year, and then boom, back at it August 9th.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay doing the season. We'll actually be great. I think when we have that quick turnaround, we give the kids at least a week off in between track and cross country. But the ones that want to make it a lifetime sport, that want to achieve all their goals this year, they're taking that 1 week off in their head right back into it. So the quick turnaround actually kept kids coming, starting the season in better shape. They had their week off, but they know it's a 50-week season when you're training for cross country and track. And so they took their break, and we started a little bit later, but the kids came back in really good shape just off a track season and still hungry and still focused on what the goal is.
Perfect.